This is RSBNB Update, episode 197, recorded Thursday, March 26th, 2009. The Shredding Zip. RSBNB update coming at you right now. I'm sitting upright this week, which should be interesting, providing for the next hour and a bit. Brad's here.
Yeah, so if you hear Shane going, oh, it's just because he's in pain. It's nothing weird.
And that little giggle in the background was Kirby.
Hello, everyone.
So, we're here to discuss RuneScape and the finer points of life and how physics relates to everything.
Finer points of life.
Yeah, you know? Physics. All science is either physics or stamp collecting.
Yeah, whatever. I'm tired of arguing. So, it's a stupid quote that he pulls out every time something science related comes up.
Well, it's true, you know?
No, it's not. It's
rubbish. Without physics, there'd be no universe.
Yeah, without a lot of things, there'd be no universe.
Okie dokie, so yeah, I should be slightly more energetic this week. My name is Shane, in case anybody didn't know that when we started. Okay, so we got a nice full week of RuneScape little tweaks and fixes this week. So, we should just get started. Did any of you guys take a look at these?
I think I tried to get to the pre-purchase info one, but I didn't really get to it.
Okay. Basically what this is, when you're trading with someone or you're in the Grand Exchange and you're looking up an item, it'll show a picture of the item, the exam and info, and all the stats for it, so you know before buying it if that's what you really want.
I guess
that's cool.
That's useful.
It effectively takes the inventory stats and puts them in the GE. So, I think that's going to be very useful for people who need to, like, you're unsure of buying an item. I remember back in my olden days when that was the case, I would be unsure whether it was the warrior helmet or the berserker helmet, which give the strength bonus. So those kind of situations, I think I'd find it useful. What about you guys?
Yeah. No, you go, Kirby.
Okay. How do you know how descriptive it is?
It's like, what do you mean descriptive?
Like, it tells you that just advice. How descriptive is the advice?
Well, it shows all the stats for the item, for one thing, the name, the exam and info. Then on top of that, it also shows what level you need to wear it. And the quests that are needed as well for it.
Oh, okay, I see.
So that's sort of the main thing, I guess, you know? Like, there's no point in buying a dragon halberd if you can't wield it, you know? So...
But you should do that sort of research beforehand.
Yeah.
It's not difficult.
But this is kind of just rolling it all into one, you know? So.
Yeah, for the idiots out there.
It's a good update.
Yeah.
Along with this, the Dragon Plate body graphics were also updated. It's kind of hard to tell from the small inventory image, seeing as I haven't seen any of the Dragon Plate bodies out in the wilderness, or in the wild, as we say. Like, not in the wilderness, you know what I mean? Like, out people wearing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of those, but based on what I've seen, it looks more, it doesn't look so plain if you look at the inventory image, you know? So.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is sort of going back to their thing they talked about this year, making it so that the people would sort of have an opinion, you know, based on their forum suggestions. They tweaked the Dragon Plate body in that respect. So my only question is hoping that this will continue on, you know, but who knows. You guys are awfully quiet. I assume that you guys aren't too fond of the Dragon Plate body.
I am indifferent.
I don't plan on getting one soon. Anyway,
That's what it looks like now. You can look at that inventory image. That's a new one. It's sort of... it looks like it has more detail to it, so...
Doesn't look... The old one looked a bit darker, didn't it?
Yeah, and the old one was smoother, you know? Which doesn't make sense, as it's put together out of three pieces of ruined armor, so...
Yes, metal. Metal isn't known for its, you know, it isn't like latex, is it?
On the topic of little enhancements regarding interface, ranged weapons now show a strength bonus, which as they didn't before, so I haven't looked into any of them, but it should be interesting. Like the example they give is they say rune arrows will now show the strength bonus that they had, so...
But is this like an actual change to range damage?
No,
or is
it's
displaying something it did before?
It's just display changes.
Well, that's a bit of a nothing update then.
It's okay, yes.
But it's important to know, because some people like to base their weapon choices on their strength bonuses, you know?
Yes,
I only do for melee. Otherwise, it's just useless.
Exactly. Right, Brad?
Eh. I don't talk like that. Shut up.
Okay, moving on. Quick prayer. You know where that little boot is up in the top where you click to turn on your run? They made use of that prayer icon up there. So you can tweak it so that if you click that, it'll turn on a favorite set of prayers. So for instance, I told it to turn on piety and protect from melee. So when I click that, it'll turn both those prayers on easily. Rather
That's
than going into the prayer info. So good
it's
for Jagex on that part.
It's just like a hotkey, though, isn't it, for prayers?
Yeah, that's right. That's another way of going to it. You can press the inventory, but I really don't know anybody who uses those key combinations to bring up the pains, you know? But,
So. I don't.
Next thing, the quest list tweak. They say it makes it more clear that some quests are missing, which wasn't in the update last week, because if we all remember that when the quest update first came out, people were reporting quests missing when actually that was how it was supposed to be. They also say it remembers the preferences that you've chose, so when you log out, it doesn't wipe out the preferences. And of course, it's a tad quicker, which are supposedly all behind-the-scenes updates that we're not privy to know how they work, according to the update today.
So, we are not worthy.
No. That's sad, but let's move on. Okay. Oh, yeah. You can also check out the full release notes here. And we discovered something, Paul and I, that's rather exciting. You know, in the full release notes, sometimes they just swap little things in that are of significance or aren't of significance in some cases. But with this, they say that bones can now be offered in varying quantities in the chapel of your player-owned house. So you know what this means?
Prayer X?
Yep.
Yay.
Yep. But apparently it's a tad slower, so I don't know. Yeah, there's offer 5, offer all, and offer X.
Less clicking, though.
Yeah, less clicking, so. It's easy to say that somebody could get prayer to 99 in a day now, so.
Well, no, not now. It's just, it's always been easy with the altar in the house. This just means you're less likely to get carpal tunnel.
Yeah, that's right, but it's like you can actually, like, do something, like watch something else while you're doing it now, you know?
Like Fletching before it got the X.
Yeah, exactly. Like now you can watch, say, a video and enjoy yourself with your favorite Star Trek episodes, you know?
I'm so glad you said with your favorite Star Trek episodes after that.
Why?
Oh. There's a Star Trek marathon going on today. Star Trek's good on all day today.
Oh, what channel?
I can't remember.
Oh, I'll have to check that.
I was just watching about 3 episodes before.
Oh, that's good. See, Brad?
I want to throw up.
Okie dokie. So, Prayer X, thoughts?
I guess they've done it with most of the other skills. It's not really much of a... Just, you know, as it's slower than clicking, it's just if you don't want to get carpal tunnel.
When do you think we'll see Fire Making X?
For long.
Yeah, probably,
well,
but they'd have
to... There's a lot of distraction, you know. So they'd have to find a way to remove those distractions. Like, if you try putting a fire near a bank or on a flower, it won't work.
Yeah, well, they could just make it stop when you do that, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so what else have we got? Oh, yeah, quest development diary, which is rather short and disappointing. You guys read this?
I skimmed it before the episode, or the show.
This basically goes into Brad's favorite mod from Jagex's mental process for starting a quest, Mod John A.
How is Mod John A my favorite?
I don't know, I just thought he was after our whole little discussion about John A. McDonald.
No, he isn't.
Okay. Well, basically he goes into how he's designing the next dwarf quest and what.
Oh,
his...
holy crap, that means the next dwarf quest is going to be rubbish since he's the one who did the goblin storyline.
Oh. He says, here's some of the few things I've come up with. A comedic tone, but with a sinister subtext on the surface. It's all about dwarves who are humorously drunk or have funny little personalities.
Oh, holy crap. Dwarves, drunk, and funny little personalities? That's never been done before.
No. He's just saying this is what he had to carry through from the last one, you know?
He's obviously read from the manual of the freaking obvious.
Physical puzzles. Example, interacting with machines or finding the right items to combine rather than interacting with characters. A good example is the train track puzzle in The Forgettable Tale of a Drunken Dwarf. That's good. I like puzzle quests. What about you guys?
More interesting than just talk to person X, talk to person Y, go back to person X.
Another thing he mentions is memory wipes, which were introduced in the Forgettable Tale one as well, so you can forget your memories. And of course, he says, an intriguing cast of characters. Commander Veldaban has potential to be a great ally of the player. On the other side, yeah, yada, yada, yada. You could read that at your own free will. But basically, this is, I guess, going to take us through how a quest is made from its conception. So, should be interesting to see later on, you know? But one thing I do have to say is this is all sort of part of the development cycle. So, there are some boring parts, I do admit. It sounds like Brad's falling asleep.
And there's no pictures, so I kind of got bored.
Yeah, that's right. But
if they were pictures, they'd be boring ones.
No. Remember last time with a new look at RuneScape Part 2, the guy's on a swing getting the lighting ready, and then there's someone else doing texturing? The little comic thing?
Oh, you mean a ladder?
Yeah. What? It's a swing. It's a swing, you know? It's not a ladder.
Okay.
Here, take a look at the picture. It's right here. It's right here. Tell me what you think.
Right here. Right here. Is it right here, Shane? It's right here. Right here.
Yeah,
tell me what you think. Right here. Okay,
see?
It looks like a 5-year-old drew that. A talented 5-year-old, but a 5-year-old nonetheless.
You know what? You said
Why do they have to make it so cartoony? That's
you know what you said? You said the exact same thing when this development diary came out back in, like, June.
I've peddled the whole, it looks like a 5-year-old drew it, a talented 5-year-old, but a 5-year-old nonetheless line several times over the years. It is somewhat of a running gag.
Just like, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
No,
that's definitely
that's
true.
Terrible.
Yes.
It's true, though. But anyways, so yeah, check out the development diary. Oh, we didn't rate the updates. What do you guys rate the updates this week?
2.
Okay.
4.
Kirby?
4.
Okay. I'm going to give it a 3. So 2 plus 3 plus 4 is 9.
9
out
of average
15.
Of 3.
9 out of 15.
I just give it a 2 because it's very small. And there's
okay.
Not really much.
But
and I
but
hate it. Mod John A is terrible at doing storylines. Sorry, Mod John A. It's true. I'm sure you're good at some things. You're just not good at writing stories. Okay?
I true still thanks. Haven't done the goblin quest because I haven't been able to sit.
And, you aren't missing anything, Jane.
It's hard
really
to play are. RuneScape if you don't have a mouse, you know?
Yeah.
Not so. That hard.
Yeah, it is. I find it
well,
hard.
Just take your MacBook or whatever and have it the monitor in front of your face.
That's what I'm doing, but it's hard using a trackpad to move around.
My mouse has the laser, so I can do it anywhere.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay, moving on to the poll. A habit of a lifetime, numero trois. Oh no, that's a combination of French and Spanish. I wonder where you get that. How do you say number in French?
I have no idea. I hate the French.
Brad, first question.
First question. Oh, sorry. I'm terribly okay. Right, list. Last. Oh, I'm terrible. Last time you played RuneScape, what did you do? Click all those that apply, and there's a long list. Attacked creatures, chatted with my friends, checking my farming patches. Oh my god. Checked my miscellanea, collected my Tears of Gothic, died, logged into a clan chat channel, played a minigame, blah, 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 blah. So let's go with these. I'd say I logged into clan chat. Piece of content's been released, the damn quest. Played at least one quest. I did train my highest skill. Okay, that's it.
Okay. I'll go through what I did. I used a bank. I used a grand exchange. I didn't chat with any friends. I trained a skill that's neither my highest or my lowest. Let's see. I used the home teleport spell. I logged into clan chat. I trained my highest skill. I voted in a poll. Let's see. I checked my farming patches. Of course. I searched for penguins. Yeah, that's about it. Anyways, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I used a bank. I went to the Grand Exchange. I used the home teleport spell, logged into clan chat channel, I voted in a poll, I played at least one quest, the chosen commander, and that's about it.
Okay, I'll take number two. Which RuneScape bank do you use the most often? 54% say the Grand Exchange, followed by Varrock West, then Edgeville, then Varrock East, then, of course, I don't know.
Well, that's kind of obvious. Well, I use a lot of them, so I don't really check what my favorite one is.
Yeah. It should be noted that only four people voted for the Port Gazard chest or Narda. So, yeah. Which one
I would
use?
Have voted that just to be different.
What do you use, Brad?
Grand Exchange or Fishing Guild.
Where is Fishing Guild on the list?
I have no idea.
It's not on there.
I dare. Oh, yeah, yes, it is.
It's got 256 votes, 1%.
Yeah, I'd say Fishing Guild.
Okay. Are there any other oddball ones here? No, no.
That or the one at the Monkfish place, that one.
Oh,
Piscatoris.
It's
got to be on there. Anyways, yes. Kirby, question three.
Okay. Which method of transportation do you use to get your favorite bank? Or use to get? Teleport spell is 59%. Amulet of Glory is 10%. 8% is walking. Running is 8%. Explorer ring is 3%. It just goes down from there.
Okay. Yeah, I think teleports is top for me as well. What about you, Brad?
Teleport.
Okay. What's your favorite teleport?
I don't really have one.
Oh, okay. Like, you don't like how the ancient magics ones make the nice little sound, you know?
Oh, do you mean like from the sound or the animation or what?
Yeah, sound, animation, location.
Animation, whatever. I like the ancient magics.
Okay. Yeah.
I like the Ring of Dueling because it makes a nice effect, like the teleportation in the new Star Trek movie.
I didn't see that effect in there. But
oh my god. Please somebody hand me a knife.
don't kill yourself, that's bad. Oh,
so
yeah.
So he's listening to Star Trek.
I used the butler in my player-owned house. 0, 106 votes.
Okay. I didn't know you could use the butler to get to a bank.
Yeah, well, you can use him as a bank, you know?
Oh.
Because he brings you items?
Oh, right, yes,
yeah.
Right.
Anyway,
didn't really think that was the same, but whatever.
I don't know. Is there anything else on this one?
9.
Nope. Okay, next one. Brad.
Next question. What has been your biggest achievement in RuneScape so far? Achieving a minigame high score, buying an expensive item, completing a champion's challenge scroll, grandmaster quest, level 3 sooner, difficult quest, achievement diaries, player combat, fighting a god and surviving, joining a clan, making new friends, certain amount of money, items, PvP drops, winning minigame, whatever.
What would you say for you?
Getting 99 fishing, obviously.
Kirby?
Proves that the 2 years I spent playing it weren't a total waste.
Kirby?
I actually chose buying an expensive item because Amulet of Fury is cool.
Okay. I chose reaching a level 99 in one or more skills because I just really like my farming and herbler 99s. It's too bad you couldn't come to those, Brad.
Yeah, too bad. I feel really bad about it.
I hosted them on Saturdays.
Oh, yeah, because you didn't want me there. Thanks a lot, Shane.
No, I wanted you there. You could have stayed up, but you didn't want to.
No, I didn't want to, because I have better things to do at the weekend.
Oh, well, but you watch the video at youtube.com/
No, I'm good, thanks. I don't want to watch the video, Shane. I don't want to know where it is, so you don't need to tell people that.
Oh, yes, we do. Oh, there's also obtaining a fire cape and fighting a god and surviving. That's good. But winning a minigame?
That's a bit like, you know, that one Castle Wars victory 2 years ago, that's my biggest achievement.
Yeah, you defeated you defeated the entire other team, right?
No. I was just making that up.
I know, you were supposed to say yes.
Oh, right.
It's like that time when you and me went to Fist of Guthix and we dominated everyone, you know?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that just after it just came out?
Yeah, that's right. We kept getting these low-level people, and then they'd die, and we'd get lots of points. That was fun. Because that's the biggest problem with that game, is it's so imbalanced. A level 120 can get paired against a level 43. So, anyways. Are we done with the poll?
Done with the poll.
Okie dokie. The poll had no hole this week, so we're moving on to questions. First one's from Brian.
Hey, hosts. Last week, some RuneScape and FunOrb fan sites got the friendly attention of the new CEO, Mark Gerhard. Now, I want you to imagine that he is listening to the show right now. Would you be prepared for a forum visit? How about a website inspection? And the biggest question of all, what would Brad do? Congrats on 99, Brad, and sorry for my inactivity, Shane. Yours sincerely, Brian.
What inactivity is he talking about?
I have no idea.
Is that a what?
I have no idea. But is the what would Brad do? Is that going to become a new thing? Like, what would Jesus do? Are people going to worship me like Jesus? That's the question.
I hope not.
No. Shane hopes not. Yeah, that probably would be bad.
So?
What would I do? I don't know if Gerhard would ever come to our forums, but if he did, I'd put forward my suggestions in a civil manner. Of course I would. Okay? I'm not all about the insults. You would know that if you knew me, Shane, but you don't know me. I don't think he ever would, though. I think he'll probably, if he does go to fan sites, it'll be Tippett, Zybez, RuneHQ.
Yeah, but he should be looking at those sites before he decides if he's going to them. You know what I mean. We've talked about this before. I should have asked him a question anonymously if he's ever heard of any RuneScape podcasts in his questions topic, you know?
You know, the idea of Jagex actually listening to this does make me a little uncomfortable. I wouldn't want them to listen.
Why? It's perfectly good. How else do you think they got the idea for your bald disc here? you know?
Other sources.
Yeah, from bug reports, or they realized it actually was a problem.
It was just a coincidence.
Yeah, it was a coincidence. A poorly timed coincidence.
Oh, Kirby, what do you think about this whole idea of reaching out, you know?
I mean, I don't know. I don't think we should reach out.
Yeah, see, that's something also that I think we've taken on as a policy, is to just focus on our own self, and then when we're ready, we'll take over the world, you know? If there's anything that we want from you and you don't want to give it to us through negotiations, we'll take it by force.
Is there such a thing as you can fight with warriors over servers, right?
Oh, yeah. Those are called mercenaries.
Mercenaries.
Yeah. As to how we got talking about Mark onto mercenaries, I don't know.
We're going to hire some mercenaries to injure Mark.
Maybe Mark's a mercenary. To make him do our bidding. No, he wouldn't be a mercenary, would he? I don't think so.
Never know.
I think this question has gone off track, but I think Brad answered it in the first sentence, so I might as well just move on. Thank you, Ryan. I mean, Brian.
Moving on. Ryan, Brad. I'm going.
Hey, that's like that thing. Ch-ch-ch-ch-chia.
You know? Oh, no.
Never heard of it.
Oh, it's like an ad.
It's just
a
commercial.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, we don't get the same cool commercials like you do. Our commercials are real boring.
Next one is from Shredder. I should get a sound for Shredder. Here's the sound for Shredder.
That's a zip, isn't it?
No, that's shredding a piece of paper.
Oh, it sounded like a zip.
No, you can do the zip. Unzip your pants.
You pervert.
Well, unzip your jacket or your shirt then.
I don't have a jacket on, and I actually have the exercise trousers I wore to the gym, so I have no zips on me.
Okay. Zippity-doo. Thank you, Shredder. This is your sound.
Dear Shane, Brad, anyone who may be on the show, I'm getting closer and closer to get my driver's license, and I was just wondering, what age do you think it should be to get your driver's license? Yours truly, Shredder.
18.
13. Yeah, 18. 13?
No, are you saying that just because you're 13?
Yeah. I'd say 16.
Okay.
I think 18 is a good age, but of course it varies from person to person. Yeah. Some people will always be rubbish drivers, me being one of them.
Because there's, like, if you take a look at it, most of the accidents are with young people and old people, right? I think the majority, like, old people, but young people as well. That's why the insurance
is so high. Yeah, young people go too fast, old people go too slow.
Says the person who was driving 120 miles an hour last week to get home.
Hey, you've got no proof of that.
You told me.
That's not proof.
Says the person who got pulled over in Australia.
That wasn't about speeding, though. I thought it was, but it wasn't. That was got to be one of the most nervous moments of my life. Bad enough getting a speeding ticket in your own country, but getting one when you're abroad. I had no, like, in the all of 20 seconds, in the probably 30 seconds between him pulling me over and, like, coming to my car and talking to me, I was sort of worrying so much, I thought I was going to go to jail. You know, your mind just starts like, oh my god, he's going to put me in jail, oh my god.
You think he was
going to
tell you that your parents were dead? Or family?
No.
Okay, back on that question. 18, I say, because 16 here, and it proves to be too young still, so I have to go with 18. So.
Yeah, 18.
Know, is there anything else on that?
No.
No, guess not. Thank you, Shredder.
I'm an excellent driver, and I've never in my life broken the speed limit. That is the truth. Do not believe what someone tells you.
That's the sound for Shredder. Whenever he sends in a question, I'm going to make that sound.
Jesus Christ.
Next one, Kirby.
Okay. Dear host. Oh. Okay. Dear host, if you were invited to take a trip to the moon, who would you take? Both for real life and from RSBNB. Keep up the amazing show, Christy Beast.
You first.
I thought you said Krusty Beast then.
Chris.
Krusty Beast.
So, Kirby, who would you take?
I know I'd take my family, but...
Okay.
Would I trust you?
Yeah, I think probably you would. Take...
What?
You would have to trust me.
I would take my... Probably all my family. And I'd leave Brad behind and take Shane and Brad, Mike.
Okay.
I'm not that fussed about going to the moon anyway.
I'd take Brad would be the first one on my list because I know he has such a hate for space travel.
Oh, thank you, Shane.
Whoa, what the hell was that?
That was a Windows noise.
So, yeah, I'd take Brad, Mike, and sure, my family. That'd be fun, you know? That'd be a nice little vacation, wouldn't it? I'm sure Brad would like that.
Yeah.
No, let's make it a vacation of the entire mod team. That'd be fun. We could go golfing on the moon.
Golfing on the moon.
Yeah.
That'd take forever.
That'd be fun. Like, you hit a golf ball and it goes so far, you could break the world record for golf, for longest drive, you know?
I don't think it would count in space.
Okay, who would you take then? Mr. Woodward.
I would take nobody.
Aw, that's too bad.
And I would sabotage the plane at launch so I didn't have to go. Not a plane. the shuttle.
Okay. Thank you, Chris the Beast.
Krusty Beast.
If you could go back in time and witness any event in history, what would it be? When you do so, you cannot interfere with the event. So it's like you're a ghost, in a sense. That's from Noopy 45. Brad?
I'd like to see the Second World War. I'd like to see Churchill's speeches, even though most of them were radio addresses, and probably the big crowd of people in the mall after victory had been declared.
After what?
Victory, after we won! Okay.
All right, okay. Okay, Kirby?
Let's see. I would probably go back to the Holocaust, I don't know why. The Cold War, World War One, the Great Depression, and I'd also probably go back when middle of BC and AD and take pictures of them so I could go back, come back and prove that Jesus exists.
Oh, well, we all know that would be great fun. Anyways, thank you, Kirby. As for me, I definitely have to agree with World War II as well. I'd also like to go visit Brad when he was signing up for the forums.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Why? I'd like to see what your mood set was at the time, you know?
You have all this chance to, you know, greet the great, you know, historical figures, and you choose me, you know?
Yeah, why not? I'd want to know what you were thinking and what you were doing and what you'd ate just before, you know?
What I'd ate? Oh,
and what
you're
you
weird.
Were wearing and everything, so we could document the great day of February 11, 2005. So...
You take that over. We shall fight them on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. Blah, blah.
Yeah, I would.
If the British Empire lasts for 1,000 years, let them say this was their finest hour, or something along those lines.
I don't know. Thank you, Newpy. Next one.
This is not the end. This is not even the beginning of the end. But this is the end of the beginning. Sorry, I had to fit another Churchill quote in there. Next one. When you go to a theme park, what is the first ride you go on? Is it a roller coaster, a thrilling flat ride, a drop tower, or some little kids ride? Thanks, Kenny. That really depends who I go with, and I don't go very often. The last time I went was like 2 years ago. I'm not a big theme park person, seriously. And I just usually go on whatever the person I'm going with wants to go on. I don't like theme parks that much.
Oh, so you... Okay. So you're not, like, scared or anything?
No, I'll go on anything, but I just don't really have any inclination to choose.
Yeah, neither do I. I don't know. I just find the places too loud to go, you know? I don't understand the point.
Shane doesn't like crowds. Shane doesn't like people.
I don't understand the point of going to somewhere like that, so...
What's the point of anything in that case? Why don't we sure kill ourselves now?
No. There's points in, like, stuff like that, you know? Like science, you know, and that kind of thing.
Oh, yes.
It's just I don't see the point of going to a theme park. It doesn't make sense.
What's the point of RuneScape?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a good time waster.
So theme parks might be good time wasters to some other people.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's just me. I can't see why, because I don't know. It's like the same reason that I don't see why people go to concerts, you know? Just buy a good set of speakers and the CD.
Oh, come on. Losses. No. Okay. From somebody who has been to not many concerts but a few, I can tell you that the atmosphere and the noise at a concert is so much different to just listening to a CD. You cannot compare. Even listening to a live recording is nowhere near the same as going to a concert.
Just build yourself a room with tons of speakers, and then
it's not the same.
You're there. Yeah, that's. I don't know. That's what I say. Kirby?
You're wrong. Have you ever been to a concert?
No.
Then you have no opinion on them.
Because I don't see the point.
No, you have no opinion on them. Ask Mike. He's been to concerts.
I say Brad's right.
Kirby, next. Your thoughts on this?
To be honest, I don't really care for roller coasters. The first ride I would actually go on, is, if you'd actually call this thrilling... flat ride, I go on a bumper car.
Oh, that's fun, but
yeah, I like rides like that where you can harass other people.
Like real life bumper cars would be better.
Well, what are the ones in this? What, like on the roads?
Yeah,
go and buy a car and then go and commit a load of traffic felonies and smash into loads of people.
It'd be even more fun if you could have a tank.
Oh God. You were talking about tanks last week. I thought it was rather disturbing how you wanted to get a tank and drive over loads of people.
Well, I don't know. It just
Shane, you've got a really vicious streak deep down, haven't you?
It just seems sort of fun to do real-life bumper cars in a tank, maybe, you know?
Okay.
How'd that be bumping? That would just be smashing.
Yeah. Well, you'd still bump them, you know? Before you roll over them, but anyways. Thank you, Kenny. That was an inspiring question. Next one, Kirby?
Do you tend to think better in the shower than you would normally? I tend to get my best ideas in the shower because it's so peaceful. Keep up the awesome show.
Magnagon. That's how it says in the SIG.
Okay.
Anyways, yes. So, do you think well in the shower?
I do, but normally I always forget the ideas after I get out.
Okay. Brad, do you think
I can't say I do much thinking in the shower, since when I shower, I'm usually in and out very quickly.
Okay. How long does it take usually?
10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that is quick.
It's probably only as long as that because I wash my hair twice because I have a lot of it.
Oh, right. As for me, no, not really. I find my best time for thinking is when I'm laying in bed at night right before I'm going to bed and all the lights are already out. That's when I get my good ideas.
Yeah, actually, that's probably the same for me. I do more thinking just before I go to sleep. And
that's when I got the idea for the Goal 6.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Didn't come to you in a dream.
No.
You didn't have a eureka moment.
No. So, that's where all my ideas come from. Thank you, Magna Nagon. Name changes have been rumored by Mod MMG. If you were allowed to change your name, would you change it and what to? That's from Power Crazy. So, Brad, would you get rid of Woodward?
Well, it's funny, actually, because before actually knowing that this was rumored, I was thinking about this the other day when I was doing the quest, and I thought... I've had it for so long, I probably wouldn't change it.
Yeah. Just because it's. Like,
yeah, Brad Woodward.
Or Woody.
Would he? Yeah, it's just the only thing I would ever think to change it to would be Brad and a load of numbers, but that would just be lame. Woodward is unique.
Brad, it would be
I already have that account.
Oh.
I registered it.
What about Bradler?
That's probably taken.
Okay. Kirby, would you change yours?
I would. Since Kirby's already taken, I'd probably change it to Aurora Kirby or something.
Okay.
I already have that registered for that same purpose.
I'd change mine probably to maybe something along my Xbox tag name, but that's a little too long. Another thing, maybe.
Disgruntled Klingon.
Yeah. Or somebody,
I know Shame1208 is good. You can't change Shame1208.
Or some name from Star Trek, you know?
Oh, God.
What?
What, like Riker?
No. Something more sinister and evil that people have to read into to realize what they are, you know?
Brad.
Spock.
No. I'm not going to tell you because then it'll spoil it if I ever do.
So. Patrick Stewart.
No.
Pickard.
Pickard. Yeah, call him Pickard.
Pickard, isn't it?
Pysard, yeah. Pysard, Pickard.
Who?
Pickard.
Captain Pickard.
With a K.
Oh,
and Captain
okay.
Pickard.
No.
Pickard.
Thank you, Power Crazy. Or no, did we ask Brad what name he'd be?
Yes.
All right. What
you
was
have
it?
A really terrible memory. I said I'd probably keep Brad Woodward because I've had it for so long.
Okay. Dear Shane, spelt with a Y, which is wrong, and Bradley, which is spelt right, what is your drink of choice? Non-alcoholic. Kirby can answer that too. So what's your drink, Kirby?
Root beer. That's easiest.
Okay, what kind of root beer?
What kind of root beer? I don't know. Just B&W.
I wasn't aware there were kinds of root beer.
Well, no, there's like...
different kind of brands.
There's like A&W, Barks, I don't know any others, but... yeah, that sort of thing. Okay. I don't know, personally, I can't stand root beer. I find it goes flat too quick. Brad?
Well, honestly, most of the time, the only thing I'd really drink is water... which is very boring. But I guess if I wasn't going to have water, if I was going to go out and I was going to have a non-alcoholic drink, I would have probably Coke. But that's boring. I probably don't drink that much. I mainly drink water.
Okay.
If it's not water, it's alcoholic, usually. But I'm not saying that I drink alcoholic drinks all the time. It's just, it's like 95% of the time it's water.
Remember
5%
when you...
of the time.
Drank that large jug of water back ages ago.
Oh, on microphone, you could just hear me going gluck, 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 gluck. That was such a classic moment. Voice clipping me drinking a big thing of water really fast to a mod
and
conversation.
It was like 4 a.m., wasn't it?
Yeah, and it was like 2-3 years ago. Oh, I miss those days.
Yeah, stay up again late tonight.
No. I'm going to get up. Watching Star Trek, no.
Okay. As for me, it's this lemon-lime flavored water that's carbonated. It's really good. Yeah.
Okay, that question.
It's like a cheap version of Perrier.
Oh, yeah.
So, oh, and this is from Kyle, who says he likes 2% milk and he drinks 2 to 3 gallons a week.
You must have strong bones.
It's a good alternative to soda. Thank you, Kyle. Next one, Brad.
Okay, these are two questions. I was just wondering if you could have any armor in RuneScape, including quest armor, what would it be? First question. I really don't know.
As for
full
me...
full dragon. Plate, not chain.
I'd want a third age mage robe top.
Oh, I forgot about third mage.
Yeah, that's third what age, I mean. What about you, Kirby?
Same thing for me, I guess. Third age.
Okay, second part.
Second part. And what is your dream car? Orange Lamborghini for me. Keep up the show. Sincerely, Italy for life. P.S. Just start watching the show. Keep up the good job. You're watching us.
my dream car is a tank, a nice big Panzer.
Oh, that's not a car. That's a tank. Say what? Say a car.
I don't know.
A V8 Colt.
No.
That's what Kirby said. You dumbass.
Oh, I didn't hear him.
Yeah, because you're too busy talking. Shut up.
Okay, Kirby, what is that?
What?
What's like a V8 Colt?
I don't know.
Oh. So what's your car then?
Mine is a Pontiac Grand Am 2004.
No, your dream car.
That is my... I don't have a car. That's my dream car.
Okay. Brad?
I believe I said this on the show several weeks ago, but I really like the Chrysler 300, even though it's not particularly expensive.
Okay. For me, I'd have to say something that's sleek and futuristic looking, if I can't have the tank.
Sleek and futuristic looking.
Yeah, you know.
I actually like the... I just like the Chrysler, because the 300, because it looks quite chunky, and the front looks quite substantial, so it looks like if I hit a cow or something, it would just fly right...
Right, you got that problem. Lots of little farmers around there.
Yeah, but cows don't just wander on the road, Shane.
They do in India.
Occasionally, if you go further out towards the Forest of Dean, there's an area out towards a place called Malvern, which you won't know, so I'm not sure I'm telling you the name. But there are actually sheep that sort of mill around on a common by the side of the road, and occasionally you find them walking up and down the road. So you've got to like be really careful right there. There's really bendy turns as well. So if you came around the corner really fast, you might just smack into a sheep. Or several. Okay. That's when the Chrysler 300 would come into its own.
I still want my Panzer.
You can't have a damn Panzer.
Okay, thank you, Italy for Life. Check out our stat signatures. RSBNB.com, click stat signatures on the side. We got a nice selection of Skiller signatures and goal signatures, too. So, check that out. The final question. Have you heard of the Conflicker virus, also known as Down It Up or Kiddo? Apparently it's supposed to hit PCs this April Fool's Day and can do a lot of bad things to your computer. Malware blocks certain Windows functions, etc. Should we be worried? Microsoft has put a $250,000 bounty on the guy who wrote it after all. Even if it's old news, April Fool's is getting much closer. Wink, wink. Thanks, Xbox Legacy. Isn't this the time when me and you are supposed to have a fight?
Yeah, that was last year and that was lame. Never again.
Okay. So have you heard of the virus?
No.
Or a worm? It's actually a worm. Kirby?
Nope.
Okay. Well, basically, this is any basic worm that you might end up dealing with. So, theoretically, the standard prevention measures should protect you, such as running a firewall, keeping your operating system up to date. Running antivirus might help, but it might not, so... just as long as you're behind a firewall and you have your computer updated, you should be fine. And the most major part about protecting yourself online is not doing stupid things, such as opening email attachments, even if you know who it's from. I don't open attachments, so if you're sending me an attachment that I'm not expecting, I won't be opening it, even if it's scanned. Audio files are different because they're... I haven't had a problem yet, but just because this is happening, don't try and warn me with one of your audio questions, because that would be very sad. So, as I said, just make sure you're running a firewall and you keep your Windows up to date, and be careful where you are on the net, and it shouldn't be much of a problem. Have you guys noticed how the crises with Windows security have gone down recently?
Yes.
In the past 2 years? It's actually because that all the versions of Windows now ship with the Windows firewall turned on. So.
Ship with the Windows firewall turned on.
I said ship with the Windows firewall turned on.
You said Windows.
Oh. Oh,
Windows,
well, same
firewall
thing, you know?
Turned on. You sound like you're from India.
My Windows. My Windows 7. My Windows 7 firewall is not on, I'm pretty sure.
Well, if you're behind a router, you should be fine as well. So, I don't know. It's up to you, really. But we should weather this one just fine. The only people we have to worry about are people who don't update their computer. Because this stuff just floats around after it's patched as, like, background stuff on the internet because there's no way of removing it, so... Anyways, I'm going to stop now because we're just going off on this, and I'm guessing people don't want to hear about how worms spread and everything, right?
Yeah, nobody cares.
Okie dokie, on to tech news then. Gmail gets a panic button. Basically what this is, it's like the Gmail goggles thing, except with this you have the ability to unsend a message that you sent.
Yeah, I heard this feature was on Netscape in the 90s, so it's not really news, is it?
Oh, really?
I read somewhere that either Netscape or some other email provider had a feature similar to this all the way back in the 90s, so it's not like Gmail are treading new ground.
Well, where's Netscape right now?
No, it's not about where Netscape is. It's about the fact that this isn't exactly a brand new feature.
Yeah, it is. It is for Gmail because it's new. It wasn't there before, therefore it's new.
For Gmail it is. In the wider context of the email feature, it's not.
It is new.
Oh, God. This is like the whole audiobook reading debate.
It is reading.
Well, no, I'm not denying... Shut up, no, it's not. I'm not denying that it's a new feature to Gmail, but to the email world overall, it's not.
But it's something that's useful, you know?
Yes, it is useful in case you send out angry emails you don't mean.
Yeah, which I don't do, but...
Shane
anyways,
does.
No.
I could use it.
Oh, that's good. Well, when was the last time you did that?
Not angry, but I could use it like when I'm sending a question to this because normally I forget the attachment.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'd be good. So check this out. It's in your Gmail labs. The Gmail labs. The Windows 7 release candidate download page was leaked. It's coming in May, not April as expected. So, I don't know, that's a month off, but still it's close, so I don't know, I don't think it's time to go to red alert yet. What do you guys think?
Eh.
I don't know. Are you getting Windows 7, Brad?
Probably not until I get a new computer.
Oh, I can build you one, just give me some money.
No, I'm not giving you any money.
Anyways, they say that when it comes out in May, it will work from June 2009 until June 1st, 2010, so you'll get a year of free Windows 7 if you don't want to pay, assuming this is the final release candidate. So, I don't know, that's kind of good. Free Windows for a year?
Yeah.
I don't know. But
I'm indifferent, as I am to most things.
Yeah, most tech things, right?
Yeah.
Anyways... Time to move on to the next and perhaps most interesting story. New Zealand has scrapped its controversial three strikes anti-piracy law. We talked about this a few weeks back.
Yeah.
In 2008, the New Zealand government passed three strike legislation, which was designed to have alleged copyright infringers disconnected from the internet. Last month, a code of practice was drafted by the music industry and ISPs, which attempted to formalize how ISPs would go about disconnecting people. After much discussion between parties and an outrage in the internet community, no internet was reached in the time frame allotted, and Prime Minister John Key, who has the key to every problem, announced that the law would be delayed until a solution was found. Do you like that thing I said, how he has the key to every problem with the name John Key?
No, it's rubbish, Shane.
Oh, okay. Where were we? Oh, yes. As it became clear, an agreement on the code of practice would not be even reached with a delay, the New Zealand government has scrapped the controversial Section 92A legislation altogether. I don't know. So is this a victory?
I guess so. I mean, like, I didn't see it. Sorry, what were you saying?
I mean, it didn't seem right that three strikes and... you're out without due process, you know? So, what were you going to say?
Nothing of value.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. Kirby, do you have anything on this?
No, not really.
Okay. Do you download stuff?
If I did, I wouldn't tell you.
Oh, why not? It's okay. We're all clever. Friends here. You can tell us.
Yeah, it's not you he's worried about. It's probably the thousands of people who will listen to this show.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, you can tell us on MSN after then. Brad, what about you?
What, do I download illegally? I have in the past. Not recently.
Okay. Okay. Well, I don't know. The thing with this is that this sort of legislation is sort of setting the trend for what would happen in other countries, but the question is, will countries like the U.S. and England and Canada and bigger countries like that, will they be forced to follow what a small country like New Zealand did, you know? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So, I don't know. I don't have anything else on this. Anybody? Going once?
No, nothing else.
Going twice?
Nope.
Gone. Okay, let's move on to the last part of the show. Just checking something. Where are we? Oh, I was trying to... What the heck? Oh, my.
What?
Yeah, I don't see how New Zealand would set the trend on this. Because apparently, as of September 28th, they only have 4.2 million people in population.
Yeah, New Zealand... Nobody cares about New Zealand.
4.2
Nobody
million.
Cares about Australia either.
What about Cheese Snake?
Yeah, we should all care about him. But, anyways.
The Constitution Act of New Zealand was signed on my birthday, 13th of December 1980. Well, 4 years before I was born.
So that's when they ceased to become a British colony in their own country officially.
No, I thought it was way before that. It's just the Constitution.
The Constitution was brought home. That's like our Constitution in Canada was brought home in 1982.
Oh, right.
But we had our independence from roughly World War I after we proved ourselves to you.
Yeah, we don't care. You are the bastard child that we don't really like.
Is that really the feeling there?
Nobody likes Australia, this country, except Australians.
Are you sure?
And people. Yeah, most people don't. If you like Australia, you're not a real Englishman. That's all I can say.
Oh, okay. Events this weekend. We got Non-Combat Stealing Creation and Burning Down Draenor. So in order to get info about those, you can go to forums.rsbnb.com and look for the global announcement. Be sure to read the rules before signing up and posting, because reading the rules is good for your health. I recommend personally reading them once a week. Reading the rules once a week will ensure a long and healthy life.
Reading the rules will stop us from having heart attacks at your stupidity.
Live long and prosper. Anyway, so yes, that is on Friday and Saturday, so I should be getting this show out by then, but if not, you'll just miss one of the events and you can catch the other one on Saturday. It's time for a wee Skill of the Month update, and the Skill of the Month for April that was chosen was fire making. Anybody here going to compete in it?
No.
No.
Okay. Oh, wow. Skill of the Month is rather boring. Both Kelsey and everyone's like appeared to stop.
Yeah, everyone's just...
As of the 21st, they've all stopped. Which was last Saturday.
Boring people.
Yeah.
Somebody take it. Somebody snatch it from under her nose.
I don't know. I wonder. There's how many... There's 1, 2, 3. There's 5 days left in the month. I wonder if there's time for anybody to make a comeback.
Tim would have to get about 1 million XP a day. Okay, she's won it. Forget it. unless she were to be disqualified.
Kelsey has 9 million XP gained. Tim has 4.1 million XP gained, and Marking has 2.5 million XP gained. So there's your top three, and then, of course, there's four people at the bottom who haven't got any XP yet. Come on, get some
XP. You could still win it! No, you couldn't.
Yes. Yeah, you could, actually, if you know lifed.
Really?
You know? Yeah, you could. Like, if you didn't go to bed from now until then.
You could get 9 million experience.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Who would want to do that?
I don't know. But
how do you kill that that has no life?
Okay, we've heard this joke many times. It's not even funny anymore.
But it's funny.
No, it's not. If that's funny, then definitely the more things change, the more they stay the same.
No,
it has to be funny.
La 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 la.
Kirby,
la,
what do you say on that?
La 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 la. I can hear you. La 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 la.
Kirby.
La 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 la.
Oh, Kirby appears to have gone.
What?
Gone. What do you say about the more things change, the more they stay the same?
I agree.
Yay! Okay. And the next
sorry,
piece
just,
of
I'm just throw up.
The next piece of site news: we are welcoming Ryan back to The Informer, as Total Plux has decided to step down. I don't know what that was, but welcome back, Ryan. You can view their work at informer.rsbnb.com.
Yeah, and that you can.
Kirby, what's your article for this month?
I totally forgot. It's a reinterpretation of Uncommon Items.
Oh, right. I published that on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I forgot about that. Oh, the ads you got on your article are for customized hats, and hats for cats or patients.
Hats
turbans,
for, oh,
hats,
no,
and
that's
other headwear designed for chemotherapy patients.
I thought you were going to say cats, not cancer.
No.
I was like, I heard him say hats for cat, and they were like, oh, hats for cats, that's hilarious. Cancer patients, and I look like an insensitive prick.
How's your grandfather?
He's fine, actually. It's really funny.
Good.
He had like a cycle of chemo. I had a couple of cycles of chemo after Christmas, but nothing yet.
Okay.
Probably going to be one of these situations where he seems completely fine, but drops dead one day. Oh, such is human life.
So once again, informer.rsbnb.com. We also like you to take our survey at update.rsbnb.com/survey, which will be running
until
the end of the
month.
You
know what answers
to fill in. No, you don't. Just fill in
yes,
what your heart
do.
Desires.
Yeah, your heart desires me.
No.
Let's face it, people.
Thank you, everybody. What have you been doing? Brad.
What have I been doing? Usual, been to the gym, I've been running. I tried to go out running more this week. Really step it up.
Running from?
I run sort of, I would post a map, but it would show where I lived, so I'm not going to. But basically, I run out to the main road that runs down along through the village. I run down that, and then I run across another road at the bottom, which goes past the doctor's surgery, and then up another big road the other side and loop back around. It's about 2.5 miles. I can usually do it in about just under 20 minutes.
You know, you just might have told us where you are, actually.
Okay, fine. Find a place with... That's still really ambiguous. Nobody's actually found out yet. This one guy PM'd me. I'm not going to name him because I don't want to shame him, but he actually was searching for Churchtown for ages, not Churchdown, and such he had no luck for a while.
You know, I showed you a picture and you said it was close.
Yeah, close, but still probably a mile or so away.
Excellent. Okay.
She's a pedophile.
Anything else?
No, that is all.
Okay, Kirby?
I've just been on vacation all week. I've been to Science Canyon. You heard of that one?
No, what is it?
It's just a canyon in Utah.
Oh, okay.
I've been to... Go.
So what do you do on a vacation at the end of March in somewhere that doesn't have any attractions like that?
Well, there's just, like, Zion's Canyon. We also went to Nevada and went to Valley of Fire and stuff like that.
What is that?
Valley of Fire. Just Red Rocks formations.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like some... other thing, but okay.
Holy crap! I looked up a picture of Zion Canyon on Wikipedia. That looks sweet.
Oh yeah, it's nice.
How do you spell it?
Zion.
Z-I-O-N. As in Zionist.
Oh yeah. Yeah, okay.
That does look nice, doesn't it?
Anything else?
Except Shane scoffs at every sort of idea of natural beauty that's not Canadian.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. As for me, I've been trying to get my back better from last
week. He's been doing rehabilitation.
No, actually. No, I haven't been doing rehabilitation. But it's okay so far, so that's good. It's just starting to, like, starting to have a few problems right now. But, oh, I think I'm going to go to a few classes tomorrow. I haven't been going because, you know, it's hard to sit. So, anyway.
You could stand up.
No, I'm not going to. No, it hurts to stand up as well, you know.
Ask your teacher if you could lie down.
That'd be kind of hard.
Ask your teacher if they could set out a nice bed for you and you could lie down. Anyway.
Yeah, that's the end. I've been working on some server stuff, but that's no fun. Yeah, so that's the end of the show. RSBNB update 197. Approaching 200. With that said, goodbye for Kirby at
St. George, Utah.
Okay. I was looking for a website URL, but okay.
Oh, okay. I don't. Just put me on RuneWire.
Okay. And Brad at RuneWire, or said by Brad, or what? I don't know anymore.
Either or.
Okay. And Shane, Mr. 12088, one of the 12888s at RuneWire as well. That said, we will see you guys all next week. Goodbye, everyone.
I hear the intro music. Outro music, I mean, not intro, intro's at the start. It's coming. And there we go. The only good type of apple is the one that you can eat.
You can eat all of them.
I wouldn't want to eat a MacBook Pro. Anyway, I'll be finishing stuff. Sorry.